Joining us this morning, El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller, president of the board of El Paso County Commissioners. Mark Waller is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Well, I know you've been busy.
Yes,
you've been traveling the world.
It's been an exhausting week or so, but I'm certainly happy to be here. That's for sure.
Thank you so much for coming in. And of course, it's that time of year. It's a very important time of year, and it's budget time.
It is. We're working now in the Board of County Commissioners, and all of our staff are working on putting our budget together for 2020. We start that process now. We encourage you to come to the next couple of county commission meetings. The commission meetings are on Tuesdays and Thursdays starting at 9. We're going to have budget presentations tomorrow. If you're a member of the public, you want to come and hear our budget, you want to comment on our budget, please come down to Centennial Hall at 200 South Cascade, and we'll certainly be happy to hear what you have to say about our budget. But yes, we're working on the budget right now, taking public input, and then we'll be voting on it in about a month or so.
You want to give us some of the highlights of the budget, what you're looking at, and talk about any Tabor issues, anything like that?
Yeah, sure. So the budget this year, we're looking at about a $400 million budget for El Paso County. That kind of stands in line with where we've been. You know, the growth curves are pretty normal. You know, we've had record economies in our region, a lot of growth coming out of that. And so that's kind of put us to a circumstance where it's triggered Tabor refunds. And we've decided this year that instead of keeping that, I think it's a couple of million dollars, instead of keeping that money, we've decided to say, you know, I think the taxpayers have had enough. They've seen a lot of tax increases and requests for retention of dollars over the last several years. I know the city of Colorado Springs has done that several times, is going to do it a couple of times again this year. And so we've said, you know what, enough's enough that way. We're going to be giving a few dollars back. So, you know, look for that $8 or $10 next year on your property taxes.
Okay. And what are some of the highlights of the $400 million budget?
Yeah, so a couple of things. You know, we had several mandates from the state government this year, unfunded mandates, and so we're going to have to be spending more money as required by them. We're trying to increase spending. We need to increase spending in our jail. That's going to be a pretty critical issue moving forward. You know, we're kind of busting at the seams there every day. The state legislature passed some legislation last year that's going to force more people into the county jails as well, and so that's going to be something that we're going to have to be paying attention to. The contract for medical services in the jail has been something that's incredibly volatile and significant for us as well. You know, the cost of health care just continues to rise that way, so that's going to be costing us a lot. You know, we're trying to put more money towards transportation, but you know, when you get into circumstances where you're required to fund stuff from the state government, you know, there are only a few places where you can make some cuts, and transportation seems to be the area that gets the short end of the stick time and again. But we're really working hard to put more dollars and effort towards improving our roads in El Paso County.
Well, I was going to say the roads, I live in unincorporated El Paso County too, and I'm seeing a lot of road work being done, security Whitefield area. So it's at least you're helping get the roads patched up.
We're working really hard that way. And what we've tried to do is, in addition to, there's never enough money when it comes to transportation. That's always a very significant issue that we suffer. I mean, there's just, you know, we have 1,600 lane miles of road out there, and you know, we're about $1 billion short in being able to take care of those roads. And so what we try to do is, in addition to putting more dollars towards it, we try to figure out innovative ways and better technology that helps us improve the roads with less cost. And one of the things that we did this year was purchased this thing called a reclaimer. You'll have to come out and see it, and they'll let you drive the virtual one, not the real one.
What? We can't drive the real one?
I'm sorry.
Come on now.
It's like a $600,000 piece of equipment. You can't. but we purchased this this piece of equipment that has enabled us to triple the amount of miles that we do maintenance on every year. And so we're really excited about that, and I think that that's being helpful for us.
Terrific. You know, let's go back to the jail. When Sheriff Elder is with us, he's in here once a month. That is an ongoing concern. Where are we at with, you know, sounds like the jail really can't be expanded. there is a possibility that we may have to build a new facility, is what I'm understanding.
Right. Well, we and I guess the way to say it is we can't take more people in the existing area of the jail that we have now. Now, it could be expanded in that we could build a new wing onto it or do something like that. But, you know, you're talking when you're building a jail, adding any new capacity is a $100 million proposition. And, you know, that's certainly not in the budget at this time. We're trying to be as innovative and as creative as we can in terms of being able to handle the folks that are in the county jail while at the same time maintaining safety for the law enforcement professionals that work there and also maintaining public safety. But we're getting to the point where I think, and I think the sheriff would tell you the same thing, we've done everything we can to squeeze every bit of service out of the capacity that we have there now. And it's at some point we're going to have to start having the discussion. It's going to be time to
especially build
with the
growth of our community and everything.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, not like, well, we have seen criminal filings go up over the last few years, but, you know, in large part most of this is just because we're growing as a population, as a percentage of the population. You know, as the population grows, so does crime, obviously, as a, you know, an overall raw number. And so that just means you're going to have more spaces at some point.
All right, we'll continue with Mark Waller in just a couple of moments. This is KRDO's Morning News. It's approaching 7:43.
Joining us this morning, El Paso County Commissioner Mark Waller, and we were talking about the budget, and we wanted to get more specific on the dates. Now, this is a chance for folks to come out, hear the budget for 2020, give their input, but there's also another way they can do it as well.
Sure, and absolutely. We want as much transparency and input as possible as we're working on this budget. I mean, it's $400 million or roughly $400 million, and it's taxpayer money. And so we want to make sure that citizens have the opportunity to be heard in terms of how we spend their dollars. So they can either come out October 15th, the 17th, or November 14th. So that's October 15th and 17th. We're going to be doing budget presentations those days. We'll allow for citizen input then. November 14th, we're going to have the final budget presentation. They'll be able to come out and have input that day. And finally, on December 10th, we're going to be voting on the budget. If you can't make it down to Centennial Hall at 200 South Cascade, you can drop us an email if you want to have a comment on the budget. And you can do that at AFS, that's Alpha Foxtrot Sierra, at elpasoco.com, afs@elpasoco.com.
And Commissioner, you speak to your constituents. Are you hearing any common themes or concerns?
Oh, sure. Transportation. That seems to be the common theme that we hear significantly, and understandably so. As our economy continues to grow, we have circumstances where we have more and more people added to our roadways. And that requires more maintenance, and we just don't always have the dollars there to take care of those significant needs. But we're working hard on it. We're trying to be as innovative as we possibly can. We're trying to use as many creative solutions as we possibly can, and I think we're doing a lot better job.
And is there any concern or issue that keeps you up at night?
Boy, I'll tell you, I think the thing that probably keeps me up the most at night as I think about it is how our region's growing. And we're having a tremendous amount of growth. This is, you know, the best place in the world to live. I was just in Santiago, Chile last week and had a chance to kind of see how they're doing things with their government. But I got to tell you what, man, coming home to Colorado, there's nothing that beats it. I mean, we truly live in one of the absolute best places in the world. And the problem with that is people know that and understand it, and they're moving here too. And so as our region continues to grow, it puts a tax on our resources. It taxes our ability to be able to handle all that growth, but it's something that we need to do. You know, I think our community needs to grow in a responsible manner, you know, as long as we have enough water and we're able to provide the infrastructure necessary. And sometimes that keeps me up a little bit at night worrying about how are we going to be able to handle all the folks coming to our region.
Right. And there was a story not too long ago, maybe within the last year, that Colorado Springs is projected to be one of the biggest metropolitan areas.
In the county, too.
In the county.
The county already jumps between, Denver and we go back and forth on the biggest county.
Yeah, it does. I think in the next census, we're going to have somewhere between in El Paso County. This is just almost unconscionable from when I moved here around 20 years ago, but we're going to have 725,000 to 750,000 people living in El Paso County, roughly 500,000 of those people living in Colorado Springs. You know, in this area of the nation, you know, water is an incredibly precious resource. something that we need to constantly be mindful of, something that we need to plan for and make sure that we are able to provide the necessary infrastructure services for all those folks coming.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We appreciate you. I know you've been traveling, but you got up to come into KRDO's Morning News, and we much appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. I always enjoy being here.
All right.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you next month at 7:51, 9 minutes before 8 o'clock on KRDO.